concerts. And now it is time to check in with City Hall, and we have City Manager Rory Watt on the phone. Mr. Watt, happy Public Radio Music Day to you.
Thank you, Scott. I'm happy to be on, and I'm also happy to get to talk about music a little bit as well as COVID-19. It's not the only area of interest that I have.
Should we start with serious stuff, or should we go to the music first? Your choice.
I'll just do like a very brief update. We had a couple cases. We've got another one at Lemon Creek and continue to work with Department of Corrections staff to make sure that we're getting information and make sure that they're dealing with that situation as best as possible. It seems like public health nurses are on top of it. They've got, I think, 50 people that they're tracking, and because of the camera systems at the jail, they're able to do a lot of research. That's kind of the big issue on coronavirus. We're wrapped up in the budget. People can go to juno.org and hit the COVID button and find the press release on the budget, and then get the spreadsheet, the macro budget tool, and you can try your hand at municipal budget balancing. Warning, it is not fun. We continue to try and figure out the path forward. And I guess the last thing I'll say on COVID is Glory Hall, St. Vincent's, CBJ, all working together on homeless issues. We've extended our contract with St. Vincent's at the Jack, so that's going to keep going on. And then everybody's working together to provide food out of the Zach Gordon Youth Center. And the school district continues to provide lots of meals, and we think that's going to continue. So if you want to donate, the food bank would be a great place to donate, and you can find them through our webpage. So a few COVID things going on today. It certainly looms in the background of everything that we do.
And as always, if one is displaying symptoms of COVID-19, contact your health care provider. If you don't have one, call 586-6000 to speak with a nurse and possibly set up testing here in the capital city. Did I get that right?
Yep, and you got that right. And a reminder that the state has greatly lowered the threshold for testing. So it's one of new onset of cough, shortness of breath, or difficult breathing, or two of a whole host of other issues. I think basically if you're feeling sick, call your healthcare provider. I mean, we all have had a local example of how one case can spread very quickly out at the jail. And so err on the side of calling that 586-6000 or your provider.
All right. Shall we switch hats now to Public Radio Music Day?
Yeah, let's do some music.
All right. You picked us a couple of tunes here. You want to set us up for them?
Do you have Macklemore ready for us? My Oh My?
I have Perfect Day by Lou Reed and Village Green Appreciation Society.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do Perfect Day. And the reason that I chose Perfect Day is I really love living in Juneau, and it's just such a wonderful place. And there's no place that I'd rather be. Sharing this perfect day with you.
Let's give a listen.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on.
Nice choice. Would you say Lou Reed is indicative of the kind of music you like?
I do love Lou Reed. He is one of my favorites.
All right, that's a good one. Who are a couple of your other favorite musicians?
The one message that I probably didn't get you was I had picked Macklemore. He has a song, My Oh My, about the Seattle Mariners and Dave Niehaus, their longtime broadcaster. And I terribly miss baseball. Listening to baseball on the radio and watching Mariners games. And I spent a lot of years coaching youth baseball. So that was one. The other is the Village Green Preservation Society. I think one of the other things that I miss is robust public process. And in normal times, people organize themselves in support of ideas. And I think that song is it's fun and kind of like maybe pokes at ourselves and, you know, our issues a little bit.
All right. Well, City Manager Rory Watt, thank you so much for being part of our daily COVID-19 related update and also for participating in Public Radio Music Day. We appreciate hearing your taste in music. We're going to go out with the Kinks here and just appreciate it. And we'll look forward to speaking with you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Village Green Preservation Society.